pay close heed to my every word.
Podcast episode 376. Matt Derson.
Watashi no name wa John Dez.
John Dez.
I had to think there for a second.
That's okay.
I'm prepared.
No, pretty good.
Thank you. I mean,
arigato. to you.
Arigato to you, Clan Inferno over here.
Yeah, I was wondering if we were gonna get to you or just. Like, we just talk for
I wanted to give it enough space to breathe.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you, Clay. I appreciate that. Welcome. How's everybody doing? John, how's your couch chopping?
Oh, it's great. Smashed.
So you
smashed
just...
up the couch.
I want to hear this. This is a great story. So, like, you called this company, like, four times to come to your house and pick this up.
Six times. Yeah.
Just to get rid of this old couch.
To get rid of this old couch. And they tell me, hey, you know what? That's covered in our bulk services thing. You don't have to pay any extra. And I was like, that sounds amazing. Let's do it. And they said, all right, we'll be there on Tuesday, the whatever, May. It was like Wednesday, the 22nd. And I was like, great. And Wednesday, the 22nd came and went. And then I had this whole big thing with them for like the next 2 weeks. So it was supposed to come the 22nd, and then it was moved to, I don't know, that Friday or something. And then because of the holiday, when they didn't show up, trash collection was a day behind. So instead of like Wednesday, or instead of Monday, it was going to be Tuesday, and then they didn't show up. And then they were supposed to show up Thursday when I called and complained, and they didn't show up. And then they were supposed to show up on Friday, and when I called to complain, my phone lost the signal, so I just gave up at that point.
Your phone.
I had called in the morning that day too, going, "You guys are coming by, right? Because you just keep canceling without telling me." And I said, "Oh, you're still on the schedule."
So and meanwhile, you've got this couch out in front of your house.
In front of my house. Yep, on the end of my driveway, just taking up space. My neighbors are like, "What's with this guy?" You know, and I said, "I'll show you what's up with this guy." So then I.
So you just
started taking the couch apart. So it's like a. I didn't have a sledgehammer, which was kind of a bummer, but it sort of didn't matter in the end.
What are you going to
the other end of the axe, you know? When you
so you just chop this thing up so it could fit in regular trash cans?
I'm just breaking it into small pieces and putting it in trash bags. Going, if this is the way I have to get rid of it, this is the way I have to get rid of it. Republic Services #boycott Republic Services.
Oh, well, okay.
And,
they empty the trash out here for the Dunkin' Donuts that's near my – the bins say Republic Services because I walked by and I said, I know that, and you had told me that.
Yeah.
And they do suck. There's shit everywhere. Their trash is just all over the place.
Well, I never had a problem with them before until
all
now.
Right. But sorry,
now
Republic
a very
Service.
Powerful enemy.
Yeah, with an axe.
Yeah, with an axe and a listenership of three.
That I heard this exact same story from – my dad and my uncle separately.
Did they have
not for
did
this
John have them help?
But they both had to. They were like, "Oh, I couldn't get the fucking guy to pick the thing up, so I had to cut it into pieces and stick it in the trash barrel." Both my dad and my uncle said the same thing.
Yeah. And the other thing is, they're supposed to come pick up a recliner this week, which they probably never will do.
Oh, they're going to get right on that.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to do that. In fact, I even
had to call Clay's dad and have him come over, and you can.
Clay's dad
has nothing to do. He would be psyched.
Oh, yeah, come on by, Mr. Clay, Mr. Inferno, and Uncle Inferno.
Uncle Inferno.
The whole Inferno family could come by.
I think
Joe Commando over too, so that way we'll be Joe Mom Commando can be making dinner for the Infernos while we're all
jelly. Come on, you gold freaking no good.
Gold darn second.
I told you to put like a curb alert, like a Facebook or Craigslist thing and whatever. But
yeah, but my couch had been sitting out there for 2 weeks.
Yeah, no one wants that.
We had discussed that someone would be like soiled couch. When I was pulling it apart, there were like bugs and shit in it already.
Really?
Like yeah.
Bugs?
Yeah, there were bugs. Because it's been soiled. Outside. It's rained like 16 times.
It's rained so much.
My biggest concern that was going to be extremely difficult to move, but it wasn't too bad because it had wheels on the bottom of it. This thing was made in like 1975 or something, so it was super solid. It was like some guy had just found out just discovered the nail gun and a staple gun and
went to
like
town.
Metal braces. Yeah, because it was like a gazillion of those things to just try to work around. So.
As someone that was also born in 1975, you can't keep me down. You take a lot cuts to get me.
Clay's got a lot of nails and screws in him.
You
got
to take a lot of cuts. You might have to disintegrate me into some acid or something.
Yeah, maybe if I take an axe to you,
you can't
work.
Just roll me up in an old rug and stick me out and wait for Republic Services to pick me up.
I've known about you for years, ever since I first met you. Ever since you had Thanksgiving dinner with my family on Cape Cod, I knew that about you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember our neighbor?
That's a true story, by the way, listeners. It is. Clay really did. Yeah.
Wow, I've never even had Thanksgiving dinner with you.
Well, you weren't dating one of us.
No. That's okay.
But you've been for plenty of other family
I've been
events.
For many holidays and occasions, yes. So I'm not complaining. Do you remember our neighbor used to, like, carry furniture out into the woods and just kind of
That's what I was tempted to do, but
I was wondering I was gonna
but I didn't do it. I'm trying to be environmentally conscious.
Well, yeah, you know, that's good.
Although it could provide a great bird sanctuary or something, you know.
Sure You should have found some other way to some what's other wrong? Use for a couch. Just look that up.
Well,
other uses couch.
Now I can just do it with a reclining chair instead.
There you go. You know what? Okay, so here, not to get off this wonderful topic of destroying.
Oh, that's fine. I didn't know we were going to spend so much time on it.
No, but I was, you know, speaking of finding other uses, right? I went to this arts festival here in town. Right there. It's like right down. It's just nice. They do this every year, but this year it was a little bigger. They like closed off a whole street and had it, and it's very nice.
Oh.
One of the things was that was a good one. One of the things was this guy uses like old records, like old 45s, and he makes them into coasters, you know, things like that, like art, local art festival.
Yeah,
like when and I was walking
take
around,
putting them into like necklaces and shit.
Yeah, people, you know, it's cool stuff. Like using
repurposed.
That's the word. And I was like, but I was walking around and it's chill. I mean, obviously the weather was okay. It was a little chilly by this time, but like there were just, you know, it's one of those things that you have a tent and you just walk around and whatever. And I was like, why can't Comic-Cons be more like this? You know what I mean? Like just
kind of. Well, it could be if we start one.
Oh, well, maybe we could.
But Jerks of the League podcast, Comic-Con.
Well, maybe you'd call it, you couldn't call it Comic-Con because it wouldn't. That would have. Would have
no,
to call
but we're conning people into thinking it's an actual Comic Con.
No, but I mean, if you were a guy like me, even like with his own book, and you just want to sell your wares, you know what I mean? Like, you can't do that at a big Comic Con because nobody's even there buying anything. They're just walking around in their Deadpool costumes.
Yeah.
Which, hey, God bless you if that's what you want to do. But like, if you're someone who's trying to make money, like you used
a little
to
scratch, yeah,
forget it. Unless you're selling Funko Pops. I don't think you're going to make any money.
Yeah, remember.
And it's probably pretty tough because you get all the other people selling Funko Pops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's selling Baby Groot Funko Pops.
Yeah, the gold one or the Santa one or whatever. Like,
or the
quiet
one or the cute one.
How many stupid things can they make?
The rest.
Plenty. Yeah.
But I don't know. So, yeah, it was kind of sad. Well, not sad. I mean, it was. In a
way. I thought you had a good time.
I had a good time.
What exactly was this thing called?
This is the Brookline Arts Festival or whatever. Coolidge. It was right in Coolidge Corner, and you know they do it every year. They usually do it in like a school parking lot, but their school is being like renovated, so they had it on like a street, and they just closed off a side street. and there was like a food truck and like a beer truck, like a beer wagon, whatever they call that thing. And there was like a little music, and it was fun.
Well, then you had
a face painting notch. And dunk tank. Oh. No, it wasn't like that.
And Domino's Pizza.
No, but it was just so much more chill. Like going
did
to college.
Go to the face painting and get your favorite Kiss character painted.
No, he got Deadpool painted on his face, so he matched the cosplayers. Oh, yeah.
I got the big M.
Oh, that's right.
You got the M over your eye, yeah.
Yeah, like I did at that our party years ago. Anyways, yeah, it was a little, I guess not even nostalgic because they don't do it, but I mean, I was like, oh, it could work, you know? But anyway.
Comics Art Festival.
Yeah, let's do it.
Indie Comic Art Festival. Yeah.
There you go. I mean, I don't want to, they have the Massachusetts Independent Comics Expo, and thanks to Mice for waitlisting me again, but it's okay. I understand a lot of people are, but it just proves that there's a market for that. Like, that's a pretty popular show every year.
Probably move to a bigger room or something.
But that's the problem, I think, right? I mean, like, maybe I don't want it to be that big in a way. I don't know. But I do, but I don't.
Maybe you make it a multi-day event, but only certain people are there on certain days.
That would be a good idea, yeah. Like, your day is Saturday. Well, everyone wants Saturday, but maybe you pay a little extra for Saturday, you know? Yeah.
Costs $150 more to be there on a Saturday.
That's an old Flatliners reference.
Yeah, thank you. I'm going to see Kiefer Sutherland in concert, so...
What?
I didn't even know he had a band.
What? In concert? What does that even mean?
The Wilbur.
The Wilbur, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Like, I saw it like months ago. And then I was telling the old wifey about it. And, you know, she is a fan from way back. So then I said, if I ever get money again, let's go. So then I had some money because I got paid a fair amount, which is, you know, how I could... fix stuff around the house this
how
past
you roll.
Yeah how you and so roll. I was like, all right, I'll
buy a new sawzall.
Yeah,
bought a new axe.
Yeah, actually the axe is kind of old.
Oh well,
but I mean old in the sense that it's, you know, I've had it since I've lived here.
Not as old as the couch that it
yeah,
is.
The couch is almost as old as I am, so yeah. The axe is about as old as one of my cats, so.
Oh, very good. All right, we don't want to get back on the couch again. Anyway, but I just wanted to tell that story about my longing for a smaller convention.
Yeah. Now let's discuss the important issues of the day, which would be Godzilla King of the Monsters.
Yes, the important issues.
Go see this together?
Yeah. Yes. No with the whole that... popcorn and everything.
Well, that caught me off guard.
No, we didn't.
I mean, it caught me off guard at the movie theater, but it was a welcome surprise.
No, we actually went drinking before, so we didn't get any popcorn or anything. We ate and drank before the movie, which you would have to do, I think. Well, maybe not. The movie was really good. I'm just going to say.
In like a stupid way.
I mean, really entertaining.
Yeah, entertaining. That's the word.
Unbelievably entertaining.
Good. I wouldn't use the word good, but I enjoyed myself thoroughly.
But I mean, what do you look for in a movie, you know?
Yeah, I look for giant monsters smashing.
Entertaining. Things,
which is why I found Sense and Sensibility so lacking.
Not enough monster.
Not enough monster action.
Clay, I know you saw the first one, right? The 2014?
I did, and I haven't seen the other ones, or the other one. Was there a
Kong
Island?
Yeah, one? That yeah. Doesn't matter. Yeah,
that's not very good
they
either,
mention it.
But... Yeah, you don't even need to see it. It's
no, bad. It's terrible.
Yeah, it is pretty
I
bad.
I didn't want to see it. It like
that's good then because
good. It's just kind of dumb. Like it's yeah. Not.
Well,
it's
I mean, this like movie this. Was too. Yeah, it's no, not dumb, like this where it's amazing.
The first one was kind of dumb.
I don't know. I mean, I thought it was interesting. It was you know, it was
I
all right.
Actually, the first movie was a better movie, but this one I liked better.
It's you know, the funny thing is they tried to make like a serious Godzilla movie in that one. Like, oh, and this is how it affects the people. Like these, you know, it was very much like
fuck that shit. Let's see how where he lives in Atlantis.
Yeah, like, he lives in this giant, like, they just abandoned all pretenses of even telling any story. It was literally just like, oh, like, you, the first scene, it's like, there's monsters here. And then, like, 2 minutes later, they're like, well, we gotta get Godzilla out to fight all these monsters. Like, it was nothing.
I don't, when someone asked me what it's about, I was like, I don't know, Godzilla fights some monsters. You know? Yeah. And the girl from
Stranger Things.
Is able to just elude the poor security of the bad guys. And that's pretty much what the movie's about. And then the guy from Friday Night Lights is in it. I know he's been in other things, but that's the only thing I can think of.
I mean, there is a little bit of story, I guess. So this woman whose son died in the first Godzilla, like, attack. Like, she's, like, gone crazy and she's trying to get revenge? I don't even know. No, she's trying to sort of destroy the
balance
earth.
To the Force.
Yes, that's right. She's trying to get the monsters to come, destroy everything, so the trees will grow. Basically, I think
essentially, we're supposed to
whatever
nature take its course and do what it's supposed to. But then it turns out that King Ghidorah is not actually from this planet. He's an alien, and he's like getting all the monsters to do his bidding.
Yeah, that's pretty.
And that's about as logical as it gets.
But I want you to know, Clay, they destroy Boston.
I heard about that.
Yeah. Gone. I mean, pretty much gone. Although, I thought it was pretty funny. At the end, Godzilla is standing up on, like, this hill. I'm like, where the hell is he supposed to be?
It was Bunker Hill.
Oh.
You know, you take two steps, you're right across the whole city.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if they had a shot of him, like, with his elbow up, leaning on the Bunker Hill monument.
Well, they do smash the Hancock building, right?
Throws him into that. They destroy Fenway. Fenway Park is sort of a focal point. For some reason, they don't explain at all why Fenway
has a good sound system, I guess.
Yeah, like, why it's a good point to broadcast.
It's like a big Fenway thing in the Fallout 4 movie. Every time they do Boston, they have to be Fenway centric.
Yeah, you gotta have Fenway
champions. So I mean, you know.
Yeah, it's true. I kind of feel like Prudential Tower would be a better place because there's actually a radio station up there.
Nope. Fenway Park is known. You know.
There's also this great scene where the girl from Stranger Things comes out of this really wooded area. And she is literally right in Boston.
You know that part in Wellesley that's like a jungle that overlooks the city?
Wellesley, you're not going to walk from Wellesley.
No, you can. In movies, you can.
It's the stupidest. I mean, whatever. Who cares? You wouldn't know that unless, you know, you lived in Boston. But, like, I don't know. It's just. The point is, every monster that I loved watching as a kid is in this movie.
Yeah, like the giant mastodon.
Well, I don't remember.
And the Mutos.
Those bee ones.
Yeah, no, they weren't really in those before.
Rodan, Mothra, Godzilla, King Ghidorah.
Yeah.
I mean,
the ones that count.
Yeah, those
the
are the
Angurus.
Yeah. I wanted, what's the one that Mystery Science Theater did there? Gamera, but no, I guess
that's a different universe.
It still would have been fun to have a little cameo. How about Baby Godzilla?
Different universe?
Yeah. Oh. It's a different company that puts out Gamera movies.
Like DC and Marvel.
Yeah.
Only.
See, now you know how regular people feel about comic movies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Why can't Batman fight the Hulk?
Batman versus Deadpool, who wins?
But anyways, I was kind of hoping they'd bring Baby Godzilla, like the other Baby Godzilla. Minya.
Or Minya. Depends. Their pronunciations change from movie to movie, so it's really difficult to, you know. It's spelled like Manila, but then they don't pronounce it that way. I don't know.
Okay.
And also, I just like to... the big final shot of the movie where he's standing on top of Bunker Hill, because I don't even remember how this happens, but like somehow Godzilla, like the bad monsters are all under control of Ghidorah.
Yeah.
And but then somehow it stops. I don't even remember how this stuff happens because it was just like, I don't know what's going on. As long as they're fighting and smashing stuff, that's all that counts.
Yeah. Well, and then Godzilla gets all
Fenway Park. Oh, no, it was on the plane. And then Schmegma drives away with the soothing sounds or something. Yeah. I don't remember. But anyway, Rodan comes over to Godzilla and bows to him as the king. And then all these other monsters come up and sort of do a little curtsy sort of thing. What would have really have sold it was if Rodan used his wing as like sort of like a cape, like milady, you know, like he was and I would have been like, this movie goes up to 11.
Well, he was that's why he's king of the monsters.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get what the whole symbolism thing was. I just wanted Rodan to be more ridiculously over the top than he was in that scene. He's got a hole
more
in
the gentlemanly.
Yeah.
I know. It was so funny because you knew it was like kind of like it was sort of telegraphed because Rodan's kind of like walking up and looking up at him, and then you're like, oh, and then he bows and like, yeah.
Yeah, and then when they called him up at what one part in the movie, and he said, "We got this thing called the Oxygen Destroyer," and I just turned to Durst and I said, "Yes, so much yes." And we just kept giving each other thumbs up the whole time, and I was afraid we were going to annoy the people sitting next to us, but seeing as how they kept taking out their cell phones every 3 minutes, I figured that we were a minor nuisance in comparison.
I know. I almost said something to that person, but I was like, well, that kind of gives us license to just
be assholes. So let's really enjoy this.
Oh man. It was so stupidly funny. I can't I love it. Yeah. It didn't make a lot of money.
Kind of put me out. It did because it made about like half of what the other one made on opening weekend.
Yeah.
What was it up against?
Aladdin is still kind of around. Rocket Man came out and whatever, so I don't know. It's fine. But even overseas, it didn't do that well, which is kind of the interesting thing. Mm. That's the kind of movie you'd think would.
Well, that sucks. They're building this whole monsterverse, and now.
Yeah. No, it didn't make a lot of money. 49 million? Something like that. It's a little bit of a bummer at the box office, but I'm telling you, any listeners out there, unless you're in the Boston area and all your movie theaters are destroyed, go see this movie. It's so amazingly, if we got together with action figures and we were 8 years old, we would have had a better story than this. But it was still so much fun, so there you go. I'm going to say one more thing, a little spoiler warning. John and I think John's favorite, my favorite part. I don't know if John's favorite part was the bowing, but my favorite.
Pretty sure the bowing is my second favorite part. It is another Rodan thing.
Yeah, Rodan is flying after these fighter jets, you know, and they're like trying to get away, and the guy's like, oh, you know,
get out, eject,
and he pulls the eject button, and he goes up, and he goes right into Rodan's mouth.
Awesome.
It was incredible. Like, it was just like,
there you go. Bye-bye.
You think, usually in movies, when they hit the eject button, they get away. Maybe someone thought of that as they were, making the movie. Went, you know, it would be great if the guy doesn't get away. And we just wrote it and just eats him.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, perfect. Put it in.
Because it kind of does feel like they wrote this movie as they went along.
Yeah. So, absolutely.
That's probably what happened.
Are we going to get a Mecha Godzilla?
I don't know. At the post-credit sequence, there's a hint of,
Yeah.
Maybe Mecha King Ghidorah.
What's his name? Tywin Lannister. Plays like the villain. For any of you Game of Thrones fans out there, he always
Last Action Hero fans out there.
He was in Last Action Hero?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
He's the evil dude in this that's going to buy the head, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was in The Last Action Hero.
I don't remember that.
That's all I know him from, because I don't watch Game of Thrones.
Well, don't bother. It's over.
Yeah, and I heard it was terrible at the end.
No, it wasn't.
The last season was awful.
No, people are idiots.
Okay, then.
Well, then again, I had like no dog in the race, so what do I didn't really care. Maybe if I was a fan, I would have been disappointed.
Yeah, you don't even own a dog, so.
No, I don't. So I have no dog in the race or any race.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, Godzilla, the King of the Monsters. Fun stuff. Go see it. Yeah. Help the box office.
So yeah, bring your mom along, too.
So we can see more of these.
Yeah, for God's sake. I mean, they're already filming Godzilla versus Kong, but I want these to do well, even if they're not good.
Maybe Kong will give him the boost.
Maybe. I don't know. Kong didn't do as... I don't think that scored as well as in terms of box office as 2014 Godzilla.
I don't think so, but I think it did.
It did fine.
Enough. Yes.
Which is probably what this movie will do. It'll probably do fine.
I know. I mean, it's not going to lose money.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Not if you and I keep going to see it.
I'll see it again. I came home and Rachel was like, how was it? I was like, oh, it's terrible. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, no, it was amazing.
I spent like 25 minutes just talking about how awesome it was to Jen. And I said, there were parts where I turned to you and you didn't notice I was turning to you. And you were sitting there like, yes, more of this. I know I was doing the same thing throughout most of it.
He was pretty excited. And they played like the classic Godzilla music. Yeah. I was really into that. Oh, man. So good. But anyway, yeah. So, I mean, I'm sure it'll be fine. Yeah. We'll see a couple more.
Yeah, hopefully. So, there we go. All right, on to Batman number 71.
No, I want to... I do want to talk about one thing, because I know Clay probably wants to talk about... Do you still buy X-23, Clay, actually?
I do buy X-23. That was one of
Did you read the...
To top.
There's a train fight.
There was a delightful train fight, and Badger changes her name, and there was a cute story about rescuing turkeys on a train.
Yeah. They literally were rescuing turkeys. Like, they turkeys like that had been genetically... Turkeys.
This sounds like a turkey.
Well,
they do
yes.
make a lot of bad turkey fine. Jokes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I apologize then.
No, it's okay. I mean, like, so this is the last issue. I don't know if you
is
knew
it?
That.
Oh, no, I didn't
know that. John. Why didn't
no, it is. This is the end. I assume it has something to do with the Jonathan Hickman complete X-Men relaunch thing that they're doing in a couple months. So.
Well,
this
I
is
like
it
that,
for
right?
X-23.
That was a good run. That was good.
That guy's still around, Jonathan Hickman?
Yeah, well, he's kind of been away for a while, and Marvel hired him back, and they said, can you do something with the X-Men? Because nobody likes them anymore. The yeah, it's 12 issues. So, I mean, I'm sure she'll have her own standalone again. I think it's one of those things they like to say, like, we have a comic book that has a girl in it. You know, so that they can. So, yeah, you know,
train
it's fine. There were some cheesy jokes, but yeah, that's the end of that. So I assume that.
Did you do a train fight in your comic, Clay?
What?
What was the train fight joke that we did about 9 years ago?
They like train fights.
Or maybe I hijacked it and put a train fight into this comic that wasn't real that you were making.
Oh, well, that's probably it. But
you might have to go back and listen to episode like 23 or something.
I'll just
to get the
start
joke.
Listening to all of them from the beginning so I can get all the jokes.
Yeah.
You'll also have to go back to our childhood, I think.
Yeah, probably.
Get
that
all the jokes.
So make sure you got your time machine running.
I do. It's run by the Cosmic Treadmill. So I literally have to run on it.
Oh, okay. As long as it's not run by the Hulk.
Yeah, because then time travel is all different. And
anyway.
Back to Future's bullshit.
Oh, it's not.
And
it's
Joe
not,
Biden is going to hand Falcon.
Captain Field. America Joe Biden. Yeah. He's like, why did we have you doing it? Well, no, I don't know.
Hopefully it's because he becomes president.
Yeah, maybe that's it. He's like, yeah, I'm actually from like 2 years from now.
From 2 years from now.
But that was 5 years in the future.
Oh, well, then he's like, well, I just finished my re-election thing, so... See, so he could still just
4 more years.
I don't know.
Yeah.
This is where I'm sure in Spider-Man they'll just explain it all the way or whatever, but yeah, like
8 years later, that's why
it's Yeah, I mean, like, so if that was 2018, right, when the snap happened, then they go 5 years later, everyone is 5 years older. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's just,
yeah, stop. Don't think about it, because it'll just ruin the movie for you. Like,
That's what I'm... Well, I don't think it's going to ruin Endgame. I think it's going to ruin Spider-Man.
Unfortunately. Well, you already said you thought the movie looked stupid, so...
I didn't say it looked stupid.
You did, stupid. And then I cut you off, and I said I actually think it looks kind of all right, but...
I was a little worried. Sort of like,
maybe it is stupid.
I don't know. I'm just nervous. I'm a little nervous.
I don't care about Spider-Man movies anymore, which bums me up. He used to be my guy.
I liked the last one. I liked Homecoming a lot.
Yeah, I didn't, so...
Fine. But you still haven't seen Into the Spider-Verse, and that was really good, too.
No, I like how gung-ho actor Michael Keaton plays the Vulture in that movie.
You're really gung-ho over gung-ho, huh?
Oh, good one!
Hey.
Is there a G.I. Joe comic book we can talk about starring gung-ho now? Because we got to keep this going. When you first said that, I thought gung-ho had a standalone movie starring Michael Keaton.
Hey, eye in the sky. What is it? Eye in the sky going high. Gung Ho Joe is going low.
Yeah, I thought Gung Ho was the greatest thing when that first G.I. Joe miniseries came on TV.
Thanks,
this dude. He doesn't wear a shirt with a giant tattoo.
He's got
on
a tattoo on his chest. Just wears a vest.
And I had a hat kind of like that.
Oh man,
me too. Could have been Gung Ho in real life. Got one. My cousin and I would always go to the Army-Navy store, and I would be like, yeah, with the gung-ho hat.
Yeah,
I grew a mustache at 8 years old.
Well, I'd only started working out then to be more like gung-ho. Yeah, maybe I wouldn't. No, so
drawing on your chest.
Went to school like that.
It's gung-ho.
Mrs. Inferno, your son came to school without a shirt again.
And that weird mustache. What is the deal?
I would have just drawn it on.
Mascara's gone.
Oh god. Anyways, yeah, so that's it for X-23 and apparently Gung Ho, but speaking of Spider-Man, I want to get on this Spider-Man. Did you read Spider-Man, whatever, 22 or whatever the hell it is?
They did. They wrapped this up.
They wrapped this up with a lot of talking and not a lot of action. So they've been doing this whole thing of Kraven and his son and the whole thing. And Spider-Man gets beat up a lot in this thing and whatever. And then, but he released the lizard and the lizard's going to go crazy now and kill everybody. Oh, but no, he's still got a little Doc Connors in there. And so he saves his son. And it's great.
How many times do they do that story? Saves his son.
Seriously.
Like even did that on an audio comic. And that was from the 70s. And that we recorded that in like 2012. You know?
But that book, you're right.
That book came out in like 1974. So they're still milking that thing. And that kid changes ages all the time. I remember like one point he was like older. And then they kind of retconned him back to a young kid.
Yeah, he's been a young kid for 30 years. He hasn't aged a day.
But I guess neither is 60 years.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, I always do that, don't I? But here's the part. So, like, Kraven tells Spider-Man, oh, you better go. Mary Jane might be in trouble. It's like, what? Okay, well, whatever. Because Spider-Man had these visions because Kraven gave him this, like, dream
and, like, a hot tea.
Juice or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He spiked his drink.
And somehow Kraven knew what Spider-Man was seeing, which was that Mary Jane had been attacked or something. And he's like, yes, go to your loved ones. And then so Kraven puts on a Spider-Man suit, goes out to confront his son, because Kraven's like, I want you to kill me. And Spider-Man's like, no, I don't do that. And he's like, yes, you must. It's the only way.
It's the only way. And then he goes, so an important thing, which is the only way is that the spider is the only thing that can kill me. And so the curse of the Kraven is passed on maybe to his son.
I don't know. It's and I hate any time you know, because Kraven starts bringing up that thing, or like, you wear the mantle of the spider and whatever. And I hate any of that. I hate all that dumb shit.
Wow. I really.
The spider like totem that. Crap.
Yeah, I hate that.
Reaction to this issue that you did. I agree that it could have been like a little bit longer. Like they maybe could have spread this out over two issues. But I thought it was cool.
I was glad it ended when it did, because this. So, anyways, what happens at the conclusion? I guess this is fine. But he puts on the Spider-Man costume, and he goes to pretend that he's the black one. He goes out to pretend that he's Spider-Man, so his son will kill him. And he does.
So, wait, why does he want his son to kill him?
Because Kraven just wants to die, I guess. But Spider-Man won't do it.
He wants to die because he has the Kraven curse?
Yeah, you see what I'm saying here?
What is the Kraven curse exactly? Like, he wears a ridiculous costume with, like, with ladies' flats.
Kind of a
gun-ho
thing going with the no-shirt.
He does
the
have
open...
a gun-ho thing going on, yeah.
Yeah.
He's got the mustache.
Maybe he's related to gung-ho. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sorry, Clay. I don't mean to bash
you. He wears jeggings and ladies' flats shoes. So and a fur coat. So everything about I'd want to die too if that was my look since 1960, whatever.
30 years.
It's in the last 30 years, plus another 40.
So, anyways, so I guess if the thing is, if you can't have a spider kill you, then he has to kill the spider. So then the curse is broken. Is that right? I don't know.
He reversed it.
Because that sounds stupid. So
that's what I mean. So his son kills him as thinking he's Spider-Man. So then the curse is, I don't know.
Reverse the curse,
well,
man.
He's dead, so it doesn't matter about the curse. And his son is going to have to.
Yeah, but he'll be back. He's dead. He's dead. He's been dead like 100 times.
That's what he does.
I don't know. I'm sorry, Clay. I don't mean to rag on.
I thought it was the Spidey stories, like events that they've had in the past. I thought this was a
Spidey super
pretty
stories.
Damn fine one. I like the.
Most part, it was okay. Sorry.
No, I liked how they had the rich guys controlling the fighters in Central Park. That was cool.
Yeah, I liked all that. And then, like, there was this whole other storyline with, like, the villains were sort of, like, they figured out. So he rounded up all these, like, animal villains, like Vulture and Tarantula and whatever.
Did he have Rhino?
Yeah, they did have Rhino.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank God. There you go.
So, like, to hunt them, you know, like, they put a dome around Central Park and they threw all the guys in there. Like, okay, now you go hunting. So then they find out.
Deal with putting domes over everything. Ever since the Simpsons movie, everyone thinks that's a good idea. It was a Simpsons idea.
There was plan number three. So like they hunted them all down, and that was cool. And then they found out, like, oh, but if you kill one of the like the fake drones that the rich guys are recording, you actually will kill the rich guys. Yeah. Like they'll die if they're like. Because they're connected to them. So then Spider-Man's like, no, I have to stop them. I have to stop everybody. But then, so anyway, the villains were doing that. But, like, where did they go? Like, there was no – was there any resolution to that part of the story? I don't remember.
No, they said – yeah, well, he said that the dome lifts off.
Say everybody's okay. Midnight.
Everybody is going to be okay at the end. And it's,
all right.
Spider-Man didn't have to kill anybody. I'm glad that it's over so we can see, like, what's next. Like – I didn't really want to keep reading more of this, but I thought it ended.
Plays more like, I'm glad it's over so I don't have to hear Durson complain about it.
Well,
I was okay with it at the beginning.
We've been given this pretty good reviews all the way through. I was reading some of the side stories. Not all of them were great, but I thought they were pretty fun. I'm glad it's over, though. But, you know, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
It seemed
six parts...
Who wrote it?
It seemed like a little wordy, like you were saying. Like, I think it could have spread it out over the issues.
This is, what's his name? Clay's boyfriend, Nick Spencer.
Nick Spencer. Oh,
okay.
Who's been doing a pretty good job.
He's doing a great job. It's not nearly as great as Derek.
Hey, I like that you're being a supportive boyfriend, Clay. So that's nice of you.
I'm just kidding. Clay is a big fan. And Roberto Ramos, who's really good on the art.
I enjoy his stuff. Yeah.
Give that.
Yeah. I have a Spider-Man figure that's like based on his Spider-Man.
Yeah, his Spider-Man is really good. He does a really cool-looking Spider-Man.
I had this dumb idea when I was reading this. I was like, I wonder if I can get like a toy of this version of the black Spidey suit. But it's just the old Spidey suit, so I could just get the any sort of like pre-Venom black Spidey suit toy, and I would have this. But Umberto Ramos.
But then he would have to have like special eyes, though, you know, because he always gives those expressive eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the McFarlane eyes.
Yeah, but like, but he'd do it like so that Spider-Man would have like one eye squinted or something, you know, like he'd be like, what, you know, man would do that, huh? Yep. That
a lot
look
of that in here.
Yeah.
Even with the black, that's gonna be tough to draw because you have to draw a lot of black on the costume itself.
Well, I don't know. Is it harder to draw every little web?
Yeah. Like, usually you just leave that for the inker to do. You just put a bunch of X's on it.
Colorist does a lot of work for like a black suit Spidey, too, because they have to kind of look reflective.
Yes.
Give them all those muscles.
Colorists are cool.
They're pretty good guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to say.
You should pay them a lot more money.
Yeah, they're the unsung heroes of whatever.
You should put John on Spider-Man. John should color Umberto Ramos on Spider-Man.
Yeah. I mean, I've lettered some Spider-Man for when I did the Disney, the Marvel Superheroes magazines. So it's time to let me color. I did uncredited stuff on Web of Spider-Man.
Oh.
But now I'm taking credit for it. 9 years later. It's about time people know about my work on Web of Spider-Man.
Spider-Man was the, wasn't that where the first, maybe that was the first book that starred Spider-Man in his black suit.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the other Web of Spider-Man, not the original one from the 80s, but they like relaunched it
volume
in like
6 and like, 10 like Darson was talking about.
Yeah,
the
it was like it was like the origin of Dr. Octopus as a schlubby kid or something.
Oh god,
I don't remember much about it now because it is 9 years ago.
It's so funny because like they always they do the same thing at like both companies all the time. It's like they'll be like, "Here's Schlubby Kid origin story of the Penguin," or then like, "Here's Schlubby Kid origin
no
story
one has
of
ever been-
Dr. Octopus."
No one has ever been cool. That's a villain, you know.
Here's Schlubby Kid Schlubby origin Kid story of the Kingpin and Daredevil's on TV.
Yeah,
the Netflix version. Yeah, so I guess the idea is, you can never just, like, start working out and get pumped. Like, if you're a schlubby kid, you're going to be a schlubby adult.
You're a schlubby kid, you're going to be a supervillain.
Yeah.
Well, there's that too. Like, so you're going to be a schlubby supervillain.
Yeah. He was probably a schlubby kid, too.
Who?
The Mole Man.
Oh, the... I think he was a schlubby. I don't know if they ever gave his.
He was just schlubby.
He was a.
But he was like, he was a scientist that people laughed at or something because he was so ugly and schlubby.
That's why. Well, I don't think the Joker is schlubby. In fact, he's obviously the opposite because he's gross and bony. But like, that's why I'm like, why do we always have to find out the this is why he's a.
Yeah, he did a little fidget inside during that trailer. I thought you were going to be all like, Joker, let's do this. But I was sort of glad when you were fidgeting inside because you were. You were physically expressing how I was mentally feeling.
Yeah, I'm pretty nervous about this one. I'm not saying he's not going to be.
Are you saying that Joaquin
he's probably fine.
Plays a schlubby Joker?
No. Joaquin
whatever the opposite of schlubby is, he is what he is. But this idea that like, I was bullied and you know,
I love me mom.
Then I became a madman. Like
I love me mom. We dance. I dance with me mom. We take baths with me, Mom.
I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, that's weird. Like, the Joker's home life in that story, like, it seems bizarre.
Yeah. I don't know. Some things are just better left unsaid.
We don't need an explanation for everything.
But some of that Joker trailer looks kind of cool. And some of it doesn't.
You're just saying that because it has the Joker in it, aren't you?
Yes.
I'm the one who likes the Joker.
The Joker's going to spend the whole movie talking about boners. Batman's boner.
Hey, speaking of, now we have a new Batman. Robert Pattinson.
Yeah.
You're excited? I don't even care, I guess, but okay.
Yeah, you know what? I think it's cool. Much like my feeling on Spider-Man movies, I'm sort of just like, I don't give a fuck about Batman movies anymore. You could cast whoever you want in it. You want to cast Idris Elba, you know?
Oh, Black Batman?
Because everybody's like, fucking, he should be James Bond. Well, let's just make him Batman instead.
Yeah, make him and James Bond and everybody, everything.
Yeah.
I mean, he is pretty cool.
He should play everybody ever. Anybody that can fight giant robots in that, whatever that movie was, Guillermo del Toro. Yeah, that one. He's all right. He's all right.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen Robert Pattinson in any movie.
Well, you've been lucky to escape having to have sat through the stupid Twilight movies. I watched that with the Riff Tracks commentary, and even I was like, this movie is just, I can't make it. This movie is awful.
Even the Riff Tracks.
Even the Riff Tracks couldn't save it.
What else has he been in? Has he been in anything else?
Yeah, he's been in a couple things, but no one cares about them, you know?
Yeah. He'll forever be the Twilight guy. Water for elephants. He'll be the Batman guy.
I don't know if he'll forever be the Batman guy.
Well.
But, I mean,
I don't know. Everybody that plays Batman is forever the Batman guy. Like, remember when Batman
was in Hope?
This seems like a casting that would have made sense about 12 years ago instead of now. It's like a weird it's a weird casting choice because I'm like, oh yeah, has he been in anything else lately?
Nope.
Yeah, so there we go.
He was in a movie called Fear and Shame. Oh, which he... This is probably what he felt after he filmed the Twilight movie.
Sorry and ashamed. Do you remember that? There was like an artist that like flaked on us, and then that was what he wrote at the end. Like, you know, he was like, I can't do this because something, something, something. Yeah, in his email. And that's how he signed off. He was like, sorry and ashamed, whatever my name was. I don't remember what his name was now. But
his name was Humberto Ramos.
Yeah.
That young artist.
Yeah.
No, he's never really been in anything else. I mean, maybe he'll be great. Who knows, right? I mean, but it's just also kind of who cares? Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't care.
How many times can they fuck up Batman before we just
stop
here? We had George Clooney.
Nicholas Holt, the Beast, the new X-Men movie was supposed to also screen test for it, but I don't think it got that far.
Guess you didn't
get it. Why were you asking what we thought of his screen tests on Instagram, huh?
Because I know I had to take it down because minutes later they were like, "Nope, Robert Pattinson confirmed." I was like,
"Maybe I did see." I was like, "Oh, did that guy screen test for it?" And then, like, I switched over to I don't know, like Facebook or something. And they're like, "Batman's been cast." I guess he had a screen test.
It pretty much happened in real time. He's sorry and ashamed. My Instagram post.
Maybe Nicholas Holt read the script and was like, "Oh God, no, thank you."
I don't know.
What this means.
It'd be awesome if Nicholas Holt is like, "Yeah, so cool. I get to play against like you know Joaquin Phoenix because he's the Joker," and they're like, "No, not exactly. That's a whole other thing." Oh, right. Well, I don't know.
That's like Gamera. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like when the guy went to they had a guy that was interviewing to be the director of Jaws 2 and he kept talking about the whale and and so he didn't get the job. You know?
The whale.
Yeah. He's like, and then the whale's gonna come up and then you know, then the whale's gonna do this and they were like, you know, it's how do you not know it's a shark?
That was like the biggest movie ever. Yeah.
Didn't we do an audio comic with Gung Ho and the Whale? G.I. Joe.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Is Gung Ho in that one?
I don't know.
But we did have the Whale. The Beached Whale. Yeah.
The Whale.
Featuring the vocal talents of, what was that? Kara. Yeah, we just talk like this the whole time.
Yeah. No room to maneuver.
Oh, man, I haven't listened to that one in eons. Now I got to go back and listen to
it. Yeah, go back and listen to that. We shouldn't analyze this, but I mean, the original The Batman, that's the movie that's coming out, that they fired Ben Affleck, or he quit, or whatever it was. Isn't he like 20-something years older? Like, wasn't it supposed to be like old grizzled Batman?
Yeah, I thought it was supposed to, but, you know, all they'll do is just go, well, instead of being retired and off his game, he'll be new and off his game.
All right.
Because we can't have fucking superheroes or, like, James Bond. That bugs me about James Bond, too. It's like, he's still not really James Bond yet, you know? He's always still, like, dealing with his emotions and shit. It's like, can we just get to the part where he turns into the character we all want? Stop with this whole, like, starting over crap. We get it.
Well, maybe when Idris Elba becomes James Bond.
And when he's playing Batman and James Bond, they do the team up. How come they haven't done that as a comic book yet?
I don't know. I guess they don't think there's any money in it. Even though, as we've documented, the only DC books that are making any sales are Batman books. Good luck. Good job hiring Brian Michael Bendis for like $50 trillion. His books don't even crack the top 10.
I just, my sister gave me the copy of Superman 1000 or whatever a few weeks back from when she was working at Warner's. And she's like, do you want this? I was like, not really. And then she still gave it to me anyway. And I looked through it and I was like, I don't even want to read this. I don't like it. I don't like the style of the art for most part. It's like, and even though there's some like well-known colorist or I was just like, everything looks like it was like, shit, we got to get this done now.
What? That was, you know what's... Oh, no, that's the Batman one. Never mind. I was going to say, like, there's, like, a lot of different stories in there. And some of it's cool.
Yeah.
The Scott Snyder, Gary Frank, I think.
There were a couple that looked nice, but there were a lot that looked very generic. And, you know, if you want to bring the kids in and read your books... Don't make them look generic. And I don't think Bendis is a good fit for DC. I gotta be honest.
No, you're not, you know.
Not wrong?
You're not. You don't have to apologize for that. I mean, whatever. From his perspective,
I'm reading now. I think Superman is fucking great. It's kicking off a new event, the Leviathan. And, the shit he's got going on with Jor-El is pretty awesome. I'm really digging it.
Does he still have a kid, Superman?
Yeah, didn't but he have they a kid aged him up, that... so now he's just Superboy. So he's like 17, and he's Superboy.
Okay, comic book logic.
Yeah, well, they do that. Anytime someone has a kid, they have to do that.
Yeah, well, except for the fucking Lizard. Who's got like the reverse kid?
I know
he's like reverse Flash.
He's got now, Benjamin Button disease.
That was what I was glad that kid, like, you know, he's whatever rescued or whatever. Now get him out of there.
Yeah, get him out of there.
They get him on outtakes from that Spider-Man versus Lizard thing. And, like, you had read the wrong line. You were Curtis Connors, and you had read the Billy's line. You were like, let go of me, you dumb creep, or something. So out of character for him.
You dumb.
Is that the kid's name, too? Billy? Is it the same Billy from the audio comic? Is this stupid kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be, right?
Fuck.
Why'd you say that name? Whoa, Billy! It's the same name as every kid in the comic book.
It's like Martha.
Yeah, Billy.
They're all Lizard kid now, though, John. I don't know if you knew.
Yeah. Maybe it was Cobra Commander's kid by accident.
That's right.
The dinosaur guy had taken.
They're all Lizards now, John. I don't know if you knew that. He had to turn his whole family into Lizards.
Well, but yeah, of course. I did that with my family once.
I mean, to save their lives, obviously.
Yeah,
I mean, but they talk in that like every word is.
Why are they all lizards? Please tell me. Tell me what if this is like a Godzilla King of the Monsters reason? I will eat my words and I will subscribe to Spider-Man all the time now.
I don't know what the reason was. Do you know the reason?
It was like a while ago, some Spider Island thing or something. I don't know. It was a long time ago that happened.
Yeah.
Forget.
Sorry. I'm sure it wouldn't make you want to subscribe to Spider-Man.
Some Horizon Labs fucking reason.
Does Peter Parker still have his own whatever, Parker Industries or some shit?
No.
No,
he
went bankrupt.
Out of luck.
Okay. Who does he work for now?
I think he still works for the Daily Bugle.
Oh my god, what?
But he's like
it's
not,
a big
he's
change,
like
a, and then let's just do it back.
He's like an editor
like
or something. He's not. Yeah, he like runs the science department or whatever.
There's a science department. Yeah, you know what? There's a big future in newspaper publishing. I'm gonna get a job there.
Well, he was the only he was like disgraced because his company went bankrupt, so he had to get a job somewhere.
Seems like everybody else that's disgraced and goes bankrupt becomes like president or something. Now that would have been a better story, right? Peter Parker's president. Yeah,
they should do it.
And then he has a hard time hiding his secret identity because he'll be in the middle of a campaign, and then he's like, "Oh shit, here comes the Vulture, aka Gung Ho's Michael Keaton." you know,
right.
This could be such a great storyline in like a bad sort of way.
Yeah.
Shit.
Right. Just like Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Clean and sober. Michael Keaton comes out.
Pacific Heights or whatever it was.
I want the what was the one where he was like the crazy guy and they were like Christopher Lloyd was in it and they were all crazy.
Like the Dream Team.
Yes, that's the one. That's the one I want. I want that Michael Keaton. I don't know why. And also Mr. Mom.
Yeah. And also The Squeeze with Ray Don Chong.
And also Johnny Depp.
Yeah. All of the above. He should play all
Michael
the characters.
Keaton had quite a career.
Yeah, he has. And he was on like a failed sitcom with like Henry Winkler or some shit like that. Like, oh no, he was in that movie with Henry Winkler, but he was on a failed sitcom with maybe Jim Belushi? I don't know. Oh, okay. So it's like at the very, very beginning of his career.
Okay. Oh, that guy.
Night
Prolific.
Shift is what I was thinking of, where he's with Henry Winkler.
Henry Winkler's having
30 years.
Kind of a resurgence with his Barry. Do you guys watch Barry?
I love Barry. Barry's the best.
So good.
Show's great.
I love Bill Hader. He's so funny.
Oh, yeah. He's really good. All right. What else? We got anything else you want to...
I think before we wrap up, I was prepared. I read a lot of comics, but we should at least talk about Daredevil. Did you read?
Sure, we'll talk about Daredevil. I read my Daredevil at top of the stack, like I said, every
bam, bam, bam.
That's why I think we talk about it.
That's the good butter, or whatever we called it.
The good bread.
What is it? The good bread. Yeah, okay. You need good butter to go with that good bread.
Good butter is even funnier.
It's a requirement.
Good butter. So
it's good butter here.
It's good butter. Daredevil he has quit. Like he has true to his word. He has,
and he's kind of like walking around like I'm walking on sunshine. He's kind of like,
But he's kind of also all like disheveled and unshaven and everything. Like he's,
yeah. But he's like kind of fooling himself that this is the right thing to do. Yeah.
Right.
He keeps getting fights with people. I like how they showed how they don't do this in Daredevil comics enough, like showing like that he actually really is blind. Like they don't, you know, they don't explore that that much, but they did it a lot in this issue. And I like that.
Yeah, he's walking around with the cane and the, you know.
Like, one of the good things about the Ben Affleck Daredevil movie was they showed, like, there was a little scene where he was, like, in his apartment and he has all the different money, like, folded up. And
oh, the dollar bills and stuff, yeah.
So they knows, like, the difference. Like, I actually kind of like, I like that stuff.
Cool. Yeah, I also liked his, what do you call it, deprivation tank, too. That made sense.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That was cool.
Yeah, there is crime though, and it's kind of like It's like little street level crime, like kind of like, oh, you owe us, you know, $20 or $20, whatever. A lot more than $20.
I'm sure. You owe us $20 from 30 years ago.
Yeah, you owe us some money, so, you know, for protection, you know, that kind of like mob stuff and whatever. And so, I mean, obviously, they're probably going to build up to like one day he just decides, that's it, I've had enough. And he puts the suit back on and punches all these guys out. But it was interesting. It was fun little character stuff. Because it's always like, oh, in Hell's Kitchen, you know.
The cop that's after him, he's like going after the bad guys in his apartment. And that ends up in a gunfight and all this stuff. And
Daredevil, oh, yeah, because they're all mad, too, because they think. Because you caused, like, because they all like Daredevil, and they're mad and hit this guy for, like, putting him out of business, basically. Putting Daredevil out of the game. So, yeah, it's pretty interesting. And it's a Daredevil comic book without Daredevil.
When the owl is shaken down, like, the party store for security, like they do on The Sopranos, like, it's like Party City.
Right.
The owl said, hey, where's my money? Sending guys in there, and so it looks like somebody in the party store where they have an actual Daredevil costume, looks like somebody else might take up the costume for a bit.
Foggy Nelson, maybe? Perhaps?
he was a schlubby kid, too.
Yeah. He didn't become a supervillain. No, he went the opposite way.
Now he's going to become a superhero.
Who works across the street from the party store with her dad.
So there's going to be a lady Daredevil, is what you're saying?
Why not? They had a Lady Thorn, a Lady Wolverine, and all the other ladies. They tried to turn Captain America into a lady.
A lady and a wolf. What is the deal?
I know.
And then he turned into Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Sweetest lady there is.
Yep.
No, you're right. Daredevil was fun. Still top of the stack.
Top of the stack. The good bread. The good butter.
Good bread.
Put it on.
Good butter.
Put some
on
good butter on that good bread. By our sponsor, whoever.
I can't believe it's not.
Kerry Goldblatt.
Country Crock. If you want to send us some free Country Crock, by the way, we'll
take it. That's fine. I like that stuff.
Think of bucket of that. Bucket of Crock.
Top of the Crock. It's Killer Crock time.
Oh, man. All right. You got anything else there? I feel like I read something else, but I can't remember what it is now. So
there's plenty to read. There's a new Star Trek comic called 5-Year Mission. That's there.
There is no Star Trek comics after Star Trek Ghosts.
Star Trek Year 5.
That's it. That's where Star Trek comics ended.
The last time you colored one?
Yeah, the last time I colored one is the last time there was a legitimate Star Trek comic.
Your headcanon is weird. Your headcanon.
I'm weird, so I mean, you know. Okay.
I still think that means you have a cannon on the top of your head.
I also have that.
Oh, okay. Like Megatron had one on his arm, but you have it on his top.
I was sort of thinking I was sort of like Mecha Godzilla.
Oh, okay.
I've been outfitted with all these weapons.
Including a head cannon.
Yeah. Now stand back. I need my rock. So how's Star Trek Year 5 or whatever? Because I've never done that before with Star Trek.
Just pick it up? That's all you got to say?
Animated series was supposed to be Year 5.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, that's what they said. That was supposed to be the 5th year. And then Star Trek Continues. That's the unofficial Year 5, as far as I'm concerned. Even if that guy is like a sexual predator or whatever now. So.
What?
<Weird. laughs> Okay.
Man, this is taking a turn.
This is going to take a weird turn, but from Smallville.
Well, it just made it take a weird turn.
I'm gonna take it and turn it some more from Smallville. That Allison Mack actor, they're going through that Keith Raniere NXIVM trial. Oh my god, that is some fucked up shit, man. Sex cults.
That's right. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, I didn't hear about this. I mean, Smallville. My god.
Well, it didn't take place in actual.
I know.
From Smallville got involved in this weird sex cult, and I've been listening to podcasts all weekend about it. It's crazy. Wow.
Oh, wow. Which one was it? The woman who played
Chloe.
Like Lois? Or
Allison Mack.
Oh.
And Kristen Kirk, who actually played Lana. Lana Lang?
Really?
Lana Lang. Yeah.
Lang. Oh my god, she was hot.
Well, oh you like, get me involved in that sex.
No, I just remember thinking,
where do I sign up?
Damn, that chick. Like, that Lana.
No, that lady, she's very lovely. That's what you're meaning to say.
She's a lovely lady. She's a very lovely woman.
But, anyway, so that's comic books and sex cult news. On that note,
That's it. Tune in next time for more comic and sex cult news.
Send us your questions. Ask the leak. Find out a way to ask us a question online, and we'll feature your question on.
Yeah, don't ask everything, all right? Because I'm not going to answer.
No, you are. You're going to answer.
You're going
to. All right. Well, my answer would be no comment.
That's an answer.
Yeah, so there you go.
So wait a minute. How do they do that? We have a survey or something, right?
Yeah, you can do it any number of ways. They can send it email, feedback at leakpodcast.com, send us a tweet, leave us an Instagram comment, or they can go to our Facebook. I posted up the, and our Twitter, I posted up.
I'm gonna submit a question that says, why do I have to do this?
Hey, no one's got a headcanon to your head.
Yeah.
All right, then. All right, so send it to those guys.
Send it however
What if they have a modeling question?
Oh, they're not gonna have
if you have a modeling question,
no one's going to have a modeling question.
What kind of shoes to wear? What are you talking about? You said you get like hundreds of likes on those things.
Yeah, but no one is going to listen to a comic book podcast and ask about modeling questions.
There might be some crossover
questions.
Yeah. Fine, do what you want.
What kind of shoes you wear on the red carpet or something like that?
Man, who wears shoes
Star
to the red
Trek
carpet?
Stop. Somebody. When was the last?
When did it stop mattering? In 2010.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, ask us something, but don't ask John too many questions.
Don't ask John anything. Ask us something. He seems to be difficult
with
this whole thing. Ask us something.
Yeah, well, I have my reasons, and they're well documented, not to our listeners, though.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. We agree. I'll answer anything. All right.
Me too.
We'll talk to you. We'll talk to you chumps later.
All right. Sayonara, shitheads.
Lady Fox.
See you later.
Minya. Or Minya.